I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thomas arrives, like, right after.
Immediately after, yeah.
Immediately after, sporting a new goatee, still fine as ever.
A little patchy, but he's very cute.
It was a little patchy,
He can get away with that. He can get away with all this stuff.
He can.
He's cute, yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of corny. Hey, guys, what's up, guys? What's up?
You know what he seems like to me? I don't even know how old he is, but he seems... like he's a way older, like almost dad vibe.
Dad vibe, uncle vibe.
Yeah.
Like doesn't know how to work the Instagram vibe.
Yeah. Like confused. Like what's TikTok? TikTok. Like he's you know what I mean. What's the tweeting twatting? Like he seems like that.
He does kind of have like a corny older man vibe. It's not very youthful. Like some
and
other guys.
He's like not leaning into it. He's trying to be cool, which is worse.
He's trying to be cool. When he comes down the steps, what's up, guys? What's up, y'all? I'm like, oh. It sounds like Carlton from, call it?
Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Oh, he's so cute, though. Damn.
He's so fine, though.
Oh, my God.
So he shows up. All the guys are giving him like ill energy.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the girls are like, who is that?
Who the hell is that?
He's from Katie Seasons, so they don't really know him like
they don't
that
know him.
But he is tall, he's fine, like even Serena P, who's all linked up with Joe in her confessional, she says somebody's making out with this guy today and I'm okay if it's me. Like they are all immediately like Team Thomas. Who the fuck is this fine ass nigga walking in? He's tall as hell. So he has a date card and he pulls Abigail first. And all the guys can't stand him. Aaron, Trey, they're back on their anti-Thomas campaign. They are just waving their flag
and James,
the same way they're...
they rope James in too. Yep.
Rope James back in. They are just singing the gospel of anti-Thomas all over the beach. Particularly
all
to
day.
All the guys.
Uh-huh.
Marissa doesn't get it because all she sees is this tall, fine drink of water.
And
she's
it
like,
so
what's
it
going
looks
on?
It also looks like they are just jealous.
Jealous, as she says, they just look like jealous because she doesn't know the full the girls, not everybody knows the full tea yet on Thomas. They just see all the guys like butt hurt about this tall, fine ass nigga walking on the beach.
Exactly. Yeah.
All the girls agree that they'd be happy to go on a date with him. It's like a collective yes. Like everybody is like excited for their turn to go talk to Thomas.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So Tajwan, she gets her moment with Thomas and she comes back and she has a little bit of tea. She's like, Thomas is whack.
she's
talking
like,
about how tall he is.
Like if Tammy is the bone collector, then Taj is like the true serum. Like everybody's
the
going
true
to Taj for like the real what's the real tea? Yeah.
Definitely. And she tells like it is. She said Thomas is whack. He's tall. He kept talking about how tall he is.
How tall he was, yeah.
And then we basically get a montage of him talking about his height with all of the women. And that's like the one thing he's got. So he just kind of rides with it. He's tall and fine,
Lord.
And so that's it. And yeah, little by little, the girls are starting to learn the Thomas drama, but they honestly don't seem to give a shit because he's fine and they don't care.
Fine as Hell, okay? If I'm Deandra and Thomas walks in and I'm looking at Carl, you best believe I'm trying to go on a date with Thomas. What?
I'm going to go with Thomas. Mm-hmm. What's this rumors I hear about him? Yeah, all right, let me go get on this date. I'll figure that shit out later. So yeah, he pulls Serena P. Joe immediately knows that he's going to ask Serena P. on the date.
And he's like, well, sure, I guess he starts packing his bag, you know what I'm saying? Starts packing up his doc kit.
He already knows what it is. And yeah, he does ask Serena P, and she says, hell fucking yes, I cannot wait.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious to me how all of the women were just like, fuck these niggas, team Thomas, I don't care about the rumors, do you see how tall he is? Like, they collectively were like so hype. I loved it.
I know, I loved it too. Because it's also their week in control. It's not like they have to like worry about anything. So no, like, fuck this. Who cares?
Fuck this.
So funny.
So yeah, Serena, she does a nice thing. She pulls Joe before and tells him like, I'm going on the date. And she, going into the date, she knows there's like some red flags. She knows all the guys hate him and there's something going on there. But he's hot, and so she's hyped. So they go off on their date. They head to a beach and do some like water sports. Stuff.
Jet skiing thing, whatever. Yeah.
And Serena and Thomas, they, you know, she looks good, he looks good.
Yeah, they start making out. Yep. This is the math of paradise. It's fine.
It's just math, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although Thomas, similar to his like corny old man kind of energy, he also, because a lot of the women were saying like he's so alpha, like he has like an alpha energy, and he gives me energy of like someone who had a recent glow up. Like he was looking like a dweeb in college. He was tall, but he was dweebish. Like, I don't know, didn't have the body, didn't have the goatee, and just recently glowed up. And so I don't think he always was this hot, hence the kind of like cornball-ish that's still in him. I don't know, that came out for me on this date. Like a recent glow up. I'm curious to see what college Thomas looked like. You know what I mean?
I would be as
Did he
well.
Play sports and had body?
Yeah.
Or was he just tall?
That makes sense. You know? Or even if he was like, you know, 5'9" all through high school and then shot up in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If he was like 5'9" and 250 and then like shot up in college or something, you know?
Yeah. I'm so curious. Anyone has old pictures of him,
yeah,
that's the vibe I'm getting from him. I'm like, I don't get an alpha vibe, like he's been this big man on campus. I get I had a recent glow up vibe and I was kind of a dweeb for most of my life, and so that's why I'm a little corny.
that you know? Makes a lot of sense. I thought he had the vibe of, do you remember last season of Real Housewives of New York when Leah's told that man that he had the vibe that he would look at himself during sex? He got that vibe.
That's
to
the
me.
Vibe you got.
He's rubbing the inside of your thigh, thinks it's your clit. Like, he gives
I
me
get
that
vibe
very much that.
From
yeah.
Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what he's doing.
Tell us in the comments which vibe you think.
Yeah, what's the vibe? What's Thomas's vibe? What y'all getting from him?
Yeah, confused.
Yeah. Anyways, Serena and Thomas, they're making out while Joe is at the bar with Wells, talk about how he gonna go home.
Yeah, packing up that bag. He got a bandana over his head, a hoodie on, and it's 105 degrees, sulking, giving ultimatums, nobody's there. Out here just giving out these ultimatums, like, listen, she comes back holding hands with him, I'm done, I'm going home.
I'm done.
Well, you told her to go on the date and have fun, so what?
Exactly. Oh, Joe. So anyways, next to arrive on the beach, another guy, Riley. Riley, as you said, with the Michael Jordan cross.
Listen,
dangling.
I live for it. I live for the blackness of it all.
I do. That's a little throwback little signature piece.
Yes.
That us black folk who lived through the 90s as a black person.
We know.
Can remember that.
We know. Because you know he got that from his daddy. And you know they got that at the Piercing Pagoda in the mall. You know he did.
Oh, Lord. Riley to me looks like.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Like a young Martin Lawrence. Just
but cuter. I think Riley's got a cute face.
Me Martin vibes.
Buff to the point where I would be a little intimidated because I'm like, that lifestyle, I know you eat chicken breasts for lunch and dinner. I'm intimidated.
To look like this.
I don't know about all this, but he's just so hot. Oh my God.
He's hot and he's got huge muscles, veins are popping. I'm not a huge muscle person, so it's not doing much for me. But the girls are loving it. Tajwan is absolutely losing it.
Tajwan, I'm surprised, is still alive right now at that entrance. She was dying.
Dying. She said Riley was the one guy she came here for, so fuck Trey. It was all about Riley. Like, Trey who? And Riley arrives, he's got confidence, he's got energy, he's got a little swag to him, his arms are huge, like the women are like drooling, like he's very good looking and he has the confidence to match. And so that kind of like puts him over the top as well.
But he's not cocky, it doesn't seem
not cocky
on TV.
No.
It doesn't seem like it. Seems like a nice guy.
It's a nice guy with just like a confident swag to him. It's not so Riley pulls Marissa first, and that's when we learn she's from Montana. She's never been on a real date before. Like, she's just hiding all this, you know, interesting shit about her. And Marissa, in her confessional, she's like, no, you know, Connor's so sweet. We've had a great connection. But Riley, though. She's looking at the producers like, but y'all saw them arms? Like, Connor who?
Oh my God. And I like how she did that. How she at least introduced Connor as like a nice guy.
But nice guy.
No chance but when it comes with Riley. No. Connor.
Absolutely not. He talks to Tammy. Tammy, she's ready to go on a date with him.
Aaron, yeah, she's like, done Aaron. Who? Don't know.
And Riley, he talks to almost every girl, it seems. He pulls everyone one by one. pulls Tajwan. Tajwan is, she lets him know exactly what it is. She came here for him.
Yeah.
She's been waiting for him. She'd be happy to go on the date. She gave up all her cards.
You know? She sure did. Yeah. That's like talk for the cards. Date, girl. That's not talk for right now.
Yeah. So yeah, time for Riley to choose his date. He chose Marissa. I felt bad for Tajwan because
I was so excited for him. Too. Yeah.
She said too much. She spilled too much.
She was giving desperation. She was like
a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fangirling. Also, like, fangirling energy to him.
Yeah. Yes. Fangirling. And then like, you're with Trey. I don't know. Whatever.
Trey who? All the ladies at this point are like, oh, Trey who, Aaron who, Connor who,
yeah,
whatever who. It's all about Thomas and Riley.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Riley chooses Marissa. Connor is trying to play it cool. You know, mm-hmm, I'm not worried. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all good. Nigga, you need to be worried. You need to be very worried. Like,
very worried right now.
Very worried. He's trying so hard to play it cool and seems cool. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's waiting for somebody else because this seems odd. This seemed very strange.
You said this is what mediocre.
Oh
white
yeah,
man
this
confidence?
Is mediocre white man confidence. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I should refer back to Justine an hour ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Oh Lord. Now quickly back on Serena and Thomas's dates.
Mm-hmm.
Serena, everybody hates you, Thomas. Why? What's your deal? Everyone fucking hates you. Yeah. Tell me your side of things.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it all started with Trey. You know, Trey's very nice. He's sweet. He's like my little brother, but he's not emotionally strong.
Yo, Thomas, you know what you're doing, my guy. Why are you out here?
Thomas is not smart.
He's just not, yeah.
Not all like, up there.
You don't go on a TV show where you're given a second chance, right? Like, this is like the villain's second chance is paradise. You're mm-hmm, a villain. Mm-hmm, you're given a second chance. You don't go on this show and then villainize someone else.
No.
Like, that's especially, not how you do it.
No. And talk about them negatively to someone else who's been hanging with them for the past 2 days.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So like mm-hmm. he's just not very bright. Like his strategy, he went on The Bachelorette, talked about how he wanted to be The Bachelor. He sits with Serena, she's like, give me the tea, and he gives her all of the tea. Like, what are you doing? So just not bright.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he says Trey's not emotionally strong. Then he says Aaron, they got into it during a group date, and you know, he said that he was full of shit and all this stuff. And yeah. Thomas and Serena eventually return from their date. Mm-hmm. Everyone is nervous to see what happened. Are they, is there a vibe, whatever. And Serena pulls Joe immediately and pretty much lets him know that she's not into Thomas.
Yeah, it's not into it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, go pursue other people. She, rightfully so, she's like, I just want to be a part of all of his drama and all this mess that he's bringing in. So that's a no for me. Now, Thomas is over at the bar with Tajwan, who, again, she speaks like it is.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
It tells the truth.
She basically said, no one trusts you, nigga. Like, yeah. Nobody fucks with you.
Right. Open your eyes. Get some perspective.
Open here. Your eyes. Yeah. It's the guys, but it's also the girls looking at you sideways now.
Right. So you need to go clear
up your mess. So Thomas goes to the daybeds and is talking with Carl, all the guys from his season, Carl, Jack in the Box, Aaron, Trey, and tells them, you know, Serena told me she's not interested because of all the drama. And then he like round robin, like goes around and like apologizes to each of the guys.
It was the fakest apology ever, which he should have done if he had any brain cells to rub together. He should have done that when he got there instead of going to the girls. Got there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.